So a family came to Rav Zilberstein and asked him the following question. They said they were lighting candles, and after the candles, you know, everyone hangs out by the menorah, and they were hanging out. What happened was, there, I didn't say in the tshuva, but maybe the oven broke, or they didn't have a microwave, but they wanted to know if they could heat up their donuts where? Heat up their donuts on top of the menorah, right? That's what they didn't have anywhere to go, so one of the kids said, "Daddy, maybe we should... We want to get our jelly donut or our caramel donut." I'm not a fan of jelly donuts, but caramel donuts in Uri's next year. You guys got a chiv to go. They're very, very good donuts there. So they wanted to know if you could heat up the donuts on top of the menorah. So the next thing you know, one of the older chevra in the family said, "Oh, what are you talking about? Everyone knows halal neros halal kodeshem. The candles are, we say this right." You can't. You're only not allowed to get hanah from the candles. You're only allowed to look at them. I don't know about you guys, but not when I was lighting candles in my house, it was always a big tumult about whether we got a present or not, or it was a big competition about what someone else got. This is a very firm family in the mice. They're hacking in halacha by the menorah, very, very stark. So they came to the Zobrazin to ask them if they're allowed to heat up the donuts on top of the menorah. So Zobrazin answered back to them the following answer. He basically said that the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Tafresh Ayin Gimel that it's also to use the candles for anything, right? We know it's also to be able to use. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sukkot and Ches two reasons why it's also. The first reason why he says that it's also Rashi's answer is because what's the point of the menorah? The point of the menorah is to publicize the miracle, right? And if you have donuts on top of a menorah, right, it's going to take away from that hecker, from that recognition, why you're using menorah. And it could just be that some guy's going to pass by your house and thinking, oh, they wanted to heat up some donuts, so they think they're back in the 1400s, and they put it on top of a candle, whatever it is. So it won't be recognizable for the nace. The next reason he says is brought down from the Ran. He says, "Kevan she'ayidei nace she'nasa b'menorah tignua," because the nace happened through the menorah, and therefore Chazal were metakin. That's through the menorah. That's how we were going to remember. That's how we were going to remember the nace. Asuk menorah she'ein b'sham shemal klal. The chazan, if they were able to make the mitzvah, they're able to make now a tnai of the mitzvah, right? If the whole mitzvah is to be able to remember the nace, right? And now through the nace, we're through the candles. Now we're remembering the nace. Now they have the ability to be able to say you can't. They have the ability to be able to say you can't use it for anything, like so. And that's it. And that's what he says. It's that it would be usher. So now, what about after 30 minutes? Now, if you guys are really, you know, you're very hungry and your nalakas are very good, but you always want to end off with something sweet, right? Something sweet. So what about after a half hour? Would that be okay? Because after the half hour, we know that's the chachila, that and then you'll be okay. So he says that it would be, he didn't say usher straight out, he said it would be a suffix, whether or not a person will be able to use it, to be able to use the menorah, to be able to heat up the donuts. However, he quotes from Rav Moshe Sternbach in Shuvas Va'an Hogos, Hilchos Chanukah, Simen Shin Sadi, that we know what's the time that we light, the Gemara says, Ad Shetichla Regel Min HaShuk. Right, what does that mean? Until the times when people stop going out into the marketplace. I don't know about you guys, where you guys live, but where I live, on Amsterdam Avenue on 186, the chevra is up till way past 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. You know, Baruch Hashem, we go to sleep with the Nugunim of all the... Everyone there, and people. The time is much later than it was in the Gemara. You know, that could have been 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the times of the Gemara. But Moshe Shurmach says, in our day and age, it's much later. At our tichla regel min hashuk, you know, the shuk doesn't really close. Golan doesn't close till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. The Maisa, therefore, he says that even after half hour, a person should hold back from heating up the donuts on top of the menorah. Mirtz Hashem tonight when. If we get donuts, if we don't get donuts, presents, whatever it is, we should be zocha, be able to take, to look at the menorah, to light the menorah. And as we say from the Sfarim say, when we light the menorah every single night of Chanukah, we should have the kavanah that we're lighting on our Shema for the entire year. And Mirtz Hashem, be able to continue to learn Rav Zilberstein's great shilas. And Mirtz Hashem, shkoyach.